Part 3, AGC, Manipulating Matrices.
Rob, I would like to have you illustrate how you would do a matrix using the calculator, and then how you would send the results of that computation to the Tiger to emboss it so that a blind youngster could read his or her the results of his or her computation. And if you would just start out with illustrating how you would do a matrix on the using the calculator, the accessible graphing calculator, and then tell us step by step how you would transform that answer into a readable answer by blind youngsters, please.
Sure. So to input a matrix, I use the same calculator notation that the matrix is used all over. So
start matrix.
Start with a bracket.
One.
And I use commas between elements in the same row, and then the end of row is a semicolon. Okay, so I'm just going to create a matrix. This is 2 comma 1 semicolon 2 comma 1.
End matrix.
And I'll multiply that by another matrix. This will be 4 comma 5 semicolon 4 comma 5. So these are two by two matrices. I'm going to multiply them together. Just hit enter.
Begin matrix 12 column 15 row 12 column 15 end matrix.
So and that just read my results 12 comma 15 12 comma 15.
And I presume that you can go through that character by character.
Sure.
One, 1 2 1 5 row 1.
So yeah, exactly. So now that I have
begin matrix 12 column 15 row 12 column 15 end matrix.
Have my results. I'll just select it and I'll probably read it again.
Begin matrix 12 column 15 row 12 column 15 end matrix.
And I'm just gonna. So to do that, I did a shift end, pretty common control.
Now you're preparing this to be able to be sent to the Tiger embosser, is that correct?
Right. I'm just so I guess kind of the model we were working under is, you know, I'm a student doing my homework and I need to turn in the results from all my work, and I'm just gonna basically just copy and paste the results of all my calculations. So I'm in Microsoft Word, and here I'll just say that let's call that problem one. So I'll just type a one period space and paste my results in. And then if I wanted to, right now, this is just the default text of my document, which is Times New Roman size 12. If I wanted to create a list of this to create, to ink for my teacher, I would just print it off. For the Tiger, I'm gonna select all, and I'm gonna change this font to our computer braille font. So I'm just gonna scroll down here and find that. And then because braille is big, I need to change it from the default size of 12 to 29, which is a close approximation of the font size of braille. And then I just print it off. So I'll just go to file and print, select my Tiger, and hit okay.
And this then, as the Tiger is embossing there, you just to clarify, you actually were embossing this in computer braille code, not name of code.
Right.
But computer braille code, as we know, is very close to name of code. And it would be my point that any youngster who can read computer braille code will be able to interpret this perfectly fine.
Agreed.